Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the Kiru Kian. If you're looking for a hands-free stroker, this may be the one for you. So make sure to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you today the Kiru Kian. If you've never seen the Kian before, it's a hands-free stroker, and it is extremely easy to use. So like I always do, I'm going to give you a quick unboxing video, and I'm going to show you what you get when you buy the Kiru Kian. Then I'm going to give you all the boring information about how big it is and weight. Then I'm going to go into a little bit more in-depth about the toy. And finally, I'm going to give it a review. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the unboxing video. Okay, to start things off, as always, I showed the outside of the box to prove that there is no label or mention of Kiru on the outside of the box. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Kiru on that label. Once you get inside the box, you'll see that I've got the Kiru Kian and I've got the table mount. The table mount won't be featuring in this video, it will be featured in another one because this is just for the Kiru Kian. But what I will say is that the table clamp makes the Kiru Kian completely hands-free. So if you are looking for a hands-free stroker, then make sure to add the table clamp to your order. So I'm going to move that out the way at the moment and I'm going to open the cellophane on the outside of the Kiru Kian. If you haven't seen my videos before, this always takes me a good 5-10 minutes to get into, and it drives me absolutely crazy when toy companies put this on the outside of the boxes. Now we have got the cellophane off, we can take a proper look at the Kiru Kian box. On the back of the box there is a short statement from Kiru about the toy, and it's written in 7 different languages. On one of the sides of the box it shows you which platforms you can connect with the Kiru Kian, and on the other side it shows you how to put in your Kiru stroker. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. The first thing you'll see is a small user manual, and to the right hand side you'll see there's the charging cable. The Kiru Kian uses a USB micro connection. Inside the user manual is a load of QR codes and which platforms connect with the Kiru Kian. All you need to do is scan the QR codes. Underneath the cardboard in the top of the box is your Kiru Kian. Be careful when you are taking it out of the box, it is quite heavy. Yes, this is me hoping that there is something hidden at the bottom of the box. As you can see, unfortunately for me, there wasn't. So let's take the Kiru Kian out of its bag and show you it in its full glory. You will need to order a Feelstar stroker to be able to use the Kiru Kian. This is not a toy you can use without one. So make sure to add one to your basket when you buy your Kiru Kian, or this is all you'll get. And you won't be able to use it until you've got one. So let me show you the Kiru Kian in a bit more detail. On the left and right hand side of the toy are 4 buttons, and that's 2 either side. These control the stroke length and the speed of the stroker. Inside the toy you'll see the locking pins that hold your stroker in place. On the back of the Kiru Kian is your power button and mode button. The bigger button is your power button and the top slightly smaller one is your mode button. To turn on your Kiru Kian, all you need to do is hold down the power button. You'll know the toy is switched on because there'll be blue flashing lights. The blue lights indicate the toy is in connective mode. This is the toy actively searching for a Bluetooth connection to the FeelConnect app. To turn off the toy, all you need to do is hold down the power button again. The easiest way I've found to put in the stroker is by leaving the stroker standing upright and putting the Kiru Kian on top, making sure to align the pins and then pulling up the stroker and giving it a small twist. This locks the stroker in place. What I'm going to show you next is how to use your Kiru Kian in manual mode. The first thing you'll need to do is hold down the power button. As you can see on the front of the toy, our lights are flashing blue again. What we now need to do is hold down the mode button, which is located just above the power button. This will change the colour of the lights on the front of the toy to white. To start the Kiru Kian stroking, all you need to do is tap on the plus button on the right hand side. The light will turn to green, and the more times you push it, the faster the toy goes and the colour changes. Each speed has its own colour indication. Once you've reached your optimal speed and you've stopped pushing the button, the lights will turn to white. And once you start adjusting them again, they'll change back to colours.
The buttons on the left-hand side of the toy control the stroke, as I said earlier on. By pushing on the buttons on the left-hand side will either increase or decrease the length of the stroke. It's important to note that the length of the stroke does determine how fast the stroker will go. The speed of the stroke and the length of it can be adjusted whilst the toy is switched on and running. The charging port for the Kiru Kien is located on the back of the toy, just underneath the power button. This is also the groove for your table clamp. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And if you want to get your hands on a Kiru Kien, there is a link in the description below.
So there you have it. That's what you get when you buy the Kien from Kiru Toys. Okay, let's get into the boring bit. The Kiru Kien strokes at 230 strokes per minute. It has a maximum stroke length of 4 inches. And if the battery is completely flat, it can take up to 4 hours to fully charge it. Depending on how crazy you go with the Kiru Kien, the battery can last anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. It does weigh in at a hefty 1.1 kilograms. It measures 220 millimeters tall, 130 millimeters wide, and 146 millimeters across. As you saw in the box, all you get is the Kiru Kien itself, and you get its charging cable. The next time you see this, it will have pulled me off. Okay guys, I have had my willy inside the Kiru Kien. And for you to know, I use the Dainty Wilder Stroker. If you'd like to see my review of the Dainty Wilder Stroker, there is a link in the top right hand side of the screen. Enough about that, back to the Kiru Kien. Now I would highly recommend adding the table clamp to your order when you buy your Kiru Kien. And the reason for that, as I said earlier on, this does weigh in at 1.1 kilos. Add to that 800 grams for the stroker, and you've got a toy that nearly weighs in at 2 kilos. And if you was to add the power blow to that, it would top over 2 kilos. So any help holding that toy will be beneficial for you. Now I use the toy laying down flat, and nothing protrudes the bottom of the toy. So once the stroker's in place and you've got it switched on, you've got sort of like an inch gap around the bottom of the toy where you can sort of get yourself in and hold it in place. It did take me a few minutes to get the hang of which button does what either side of the toy. I didn't connect it to my phone, which I was going to, but I thought use it straight out the box, as most people would do. Next time I use it, I will be connecting it to the toy app, and I'll show you how to do that in another video. I did thumb through all the stroke lengths and the speeds to find out what sort of felt right for me. So where I kind of settled is the third longest stroke length, and I turned the speed up to max. And every couple of minutes, I would flick between the longest length of stroke and the next one down. And that just made it sort of feel a bit more realistic. When it comes to which stroker to buy with your Kiru Kien, I don't know whether there's going to be a big difference. If you're only using it on the shortest, fastest stroke, you won't really get the benefits of it. My opinion on that may change when I use it with the table clamp, because I'm going to use the Phil Melrose stroker. I'll have a bit better of an idea of what's going to feel better in the next video, because I'm going to use the table clamp with that. And I will tell you whether I can feel the difference between the two strokers. As it stands, I can't say which one's going to be better, so all I'm going to say is add one to your basket when you buy your Kiru Kien. I am really curious on what this is going to be like with the power blow. I am going to get that. And I just want to see what it's going to feel like, because it does actually fit on top of the Kiru Kien as well. So it's going to be a bit like properly getting sucked off. The only two things I did find a bit frustrating is that it was the initial weight of the toy. Once I realized you could actually just hold it in place, it does the work for you. The only other thing I found a little bit frustrating was the size of the power button and the mode button. They are a little bit small. They can be a bit fiddly to hold and push down. But overall, it was really enjoyable to use. Remember, you can have your Kiru Kien toy controlled via long distance. And you can also connect it to someone else's toy. If you would like to see how to do that, you can check out the video in the top right hand side of the screen. And you can control your toy using AI technology. You can sync your Kiru Kien to porn sites like Pornhub, and the Filmy platform will use AI technology to track what's going on screen. It will also make your toy react. To see more about the Filmy platform and how to connect your Kiru Kien toy, then check out the video in the top right hand side of the screen. There is absolutely loads of attachments you can buy for the Kiru Kien. You can even turn it into a mini sex machine. If I have inspired you to buy yourself a Kiru Kian, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Kiru's profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, guys, peace out.